Hello and welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane. And today we're doing a classic Am I the Asshole? A bunch of Am I the Asshole stories determining who is in the right and who is in the wrong. And I am joined by two people who are not the asshole.
But we have them.
Courtney and Arasha.
Ida.
That was crazy.
What? What's this?
My tattoo?
Oh. Yeah, that's so pretty. I've never got a
tattoo. It is technically a swash tattoo.
Oh. It's for the funeral.
Funeral.
It's the match because with every time the match is struck, it's like reigniting Smosh, and then also like that era reignited my love for the job and love for the craft, and it made me believe I could be a director someday.
You are a director.
Thanks. Like technically, yeah, but like you know.
No.
I've heard that these stories today are pretty good.
Really?
Some pretty juicy stories.
Thank God.
I'm already reading the title of the first one, and I'm like, okay.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get into it. Am I the asshole for telling my mom to never touch my stuff again after she lost my Louis Vuitton bag? Okay, so I, a 15-year-old girl, have always wanted a Louis Vuitton purse. I've always wanted something expensive of my own, as all my things are hand-me-downs from my older sisters, as we are not the richest of people. Eventually, I decided that if I wanted my purse, I'd get it myself. So I got a job at a local restaurant and started to save up my money. While I worked, I looked at purses and decided that I liked a little bag. It was expensive, but after a few months, I had the money. I quickly went and bought my bag. I didn't even let my family touch it when I got home. I didn't even wear it for the first week as I was too scared to damage it. One day after school, I came back home and went into my room to look at my bag, but when I got in, it was gone from its place on my desk. I looked around my room to see if I'd moved it and just forgot, but I couldn't find it. I went out and asked my sisters, but they said that they hadn't touched it, so I went and found my mom. I asked her if she'd seen my bag, and she said she'd shown it to her friend, and her friend had liked it and asked if she could borrow it. My mom had said yes. I hadn't even used it yet. So to say the least, I wasn't pleased by this news. I blew up at my mom, telling her not to touch my stuff, and she said that her friend would treat it well, and I was being dramatic. I got grounded and was told to stay in my room since I was acting like a child over a bag. The next day, I asked my mom about the bag, and she had an uncomfortable look on her face. Instantly, I knew something was wrong. She wouldn't say anything, but after a while, she'd finally admitted that her friend had lost the bag, and she didn't plan on replacing it. I was furious. I exploded at her, saying that she and her friends shouldn't have touched it in the first place and to never touch my things again. I also said some other hurtful things that I don't care to repeat. I ended up making her cry, and my sisters are calling me an asshole because it was just a bag and I was being dramatic. So am I the asshole?
Yikes.
Dang, that's so devastating. Like, I remember when I got my first job and, like, the first things that I bought for myself and how proud I was to have those things and for those things to be mine. Because I'm number 5 out of 7 kids. Like, it wasn't a long time until I actually had, like, my own new clothes. So
right.
I feel for her.
No, definitely. I think something that's being discounted a lot, I think, by the mom and by the mom's friend and potentially other people in the story as well, is the age of this person. Like, she's 15, so I think a lot of people are like, oh, you're being silly, oh, you're being this, and it's like, it's a very real thing to care about a material item and make it this, like, prized possession that you are really delicate around, and then to have somebody truly be so careless with it, like, that would upset anybody.
Yeah, like, if it was a person and another person who weren't related, or, like, they're both adults, like, this would be not okay. Like,
agreed.
At all. But because she's the daughter, she's the kid, like...
Yeah, and it's not just a bag that she lost. She lost a ton of time she put in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, she got a job for this. She put in months of work for this that's now kind of wasted, you know? Maybe someday, you know, when she's an adult, if she's making more money, then you could almost make the argument more of like, well, it's not as much of a commitment out of your life, but this was... She dedicated months of her life to this thing, and then her mom goes and just loses it.
Right, which what a contradictory lesson to be teaching your kids as well. Like, she's clearly understanding the value of money. She also wasn't, like, desperate to get this bag by like begging for money. Mm-hmm. She like went out, she got a job, she earned it. And then now here's her parent being like, oh, whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
It's really sad because like you'd think a parent would be so proud of her and would treat this with seriousness because it's like, wow, you really did the most mature thing. You went out and you worked hard for something you wanted. And you afforded a Louis Vuitton bag at 15 years old. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You deserve this. And so the mom is just really kind of an irresponsible, immature person.
I hope that maybe the mom can, like, make it up to her one day. Or, like, I don't... And also, I'm like, I'm not satisfied with that answer of, like, oh, she doesn't have any plans of replacing it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm literally sorry. You took a child's, like, expensive belonging and you're, like... It's just a lack of respect.
Right.
Well... Some comments have some theories.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because one of the top comments is, dude, your mom sold your bag. Which I am like, if I don't know their situation, but I mean, there are some greedy parents out there.
Yeah.
Someone else said, OP, your mother is a dirty, lying thief.
Whoa.
You are not the asshole. I would make sure you separate your bank account ASAP because she will take your wages when you have too much saved. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. If you can, please file a police report. I know it may not be easy, but try. Don't let this die down. You are owed your Louis Vuitton bag. Please update us. Be safe.
Whoa.
That is true. It's shocking in this industry. You know, when I was acting before I was 18, and tons of my friends were under 18 acting, it's shocking how prevalent parents stealing from their kids is.
Oh,
it's like... It's a very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah,
I've seen it too. Goes against what you'd think. You know, I don't have kids, but, like, you'd think a parent would be like, oh, great, this money for my kid that my kid has made for themselves so that they have a good life. It's wild.
My mind didn't even go there. I mean, but I guess I see maybe where people are theorizing, especially with the idea of, like, she has no, like, plans to replace it.
Yeah.
If it truly was a mistake, she would have definitely just been like, let me buy you a new one. I am the parent after all.
Right.
Ugh, devastating.
No, I mean, either way, regardless of how or why, it was such massive disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the fact that she hadn't been able to use it yet— And the fact that it was, like, she would keep it and, like, she just wanted to come home and look at it. Like, can you imagine your daughter is so, like, treats this thing so preciously. And, like, the fact that it was probably still, like, had its box or its packaging or whatever probably made it very appealing to someone to want to sell it.
And it's also, like, that is huge, that aspect of, like, just wanting to look at it. Like, it might seem silly, like... If you're just looking at it simply, it might be, oh, here's this 15-year-old girl looking at a bag. And it's like, no, this does represent a lot. Mm-hmm. It represents her hard work. It represents her being able to get this for herself. And now it's representing her responsibility and ability to just be gentle with this item that she now owns. Mm-hmm. It is actually a huge milestone for her.
Yeah, and luckily, based on only this small story, I think this OP is going to be fine. They sound like they're such a hard worker and such a smart individual. They're in such a crappy situation, but I do believe when they're 18, they're going to be able to hopefully get out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that I think the best advice is the, like, separate your bank accounts. Like, you're going to have to be more secretive because clearly your mom does not respect you or your money or your belongings.
Right.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. And also just to, like... How embarrassing for the mom to be like, I my friend is borrowing it, but don't worry, it'll be fine. And then the very next day being like, yeah, well,
none
she
of it
lost
makes sense.
It.
None of it makes sense. Why is your friend borrowing a Louis Vuitton bag that was in your room? I do think all facts point to the mom probably did do something shady here.
And the clue, like, and the fact that the OP noted that her mom was quiet and had like an expression on her face for a long time.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so she's lying.
Yeah. I could see it.
Sucks. Well, the verdict was obviously not the asshole.
Yeah.
Love to get an update on that and see what happens, but I think the mom probably
sold it. Or the friend sold it.
Louis Vuitton, you have 24 hours to respond.
Let's go.
Give her the bag. Yeah, the story was only 3 weeks ago, so there's no update on this.
Okay.
But
get your bag.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
All right. Next story. Another one from Am I the Asshole, like all of these will be. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my girlfriend's plane ticket after she decided to stay longer on her trip without me? Whoa.
Woo.
Whoa.
Woo.
So here's the deal. I'm a 28-year-old man. My girlfriend, who's 27, of 2 years and I planned a 2-week vacation to Italy. I paid for the flights, hotels, everything, because I make more than she does, and I wanted it to be a stress-free trip for both of us. Everything was great until the last day when she told me she wanted to stay longer to find herself and think about our relationship without me. She didn't discuss this with me beforehand, and it completely blindsided me. I was hurt and told her that if she feels she needs time alone, then she should also be independent financially during this extension of her trip. Mm-hmm. I said I wouldn't be paying for her new return ticket whenever she decides to come back. Now she's upset, calling me unsupportive and selfish, and some of our friends are saying I'm being an a-hole because I left her stranded in a foreign country without financial help. So, Reddit, am I the asshole for refusing to pay for her new plane ticket home after she chose to extend her trip without any heads up?
No.
What?
No. No. She basically broke up with him.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't, you got to make a choice.
Yeah.
Like, one of these.
Not find myself in Italy.
And she wanted to be left alone in Italy.
She's like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, but leave your wallet.
I thought, when I read the title, I thought it was like, I want to stay longer.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't stay longer. She's like, can I stay a little longer?
Like, right.
I still think that's a little weird.
Do you think she met somebody out there?
That's my fear. Oh, she's trying to be Hillary Duff.
She's trying to be Hillary Duff. And we all are, to be clear.
Of course.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all trying to be Hillary Duff?
I think we're all. Wrong reference.
I got it.
I'm throwing somebody else in there.
Yeah, I mean, that, if, I feel like that does communicate, like, hey, I'm questioning our relationship. Find herself and think about our relationship without me. That's totally, like, lingo for, hey, I'm not sure. But then being like, no, you need to still keep paying for me to do all this. Like, what?
Yeah, and also,
no.
Girlfriend, it's one return flight. Like, one return ticket that she needs.
I think also, yeah. Yeah, I guess the return flight. And I don't know if it's still also, like, help pay for everything while she's out there.
For the rest of the trip while she thinks?
It's mainly the return flight, it seems to be.
He should have been like, no, we have finding yourself at home.
Yeah.
Like, go find yourself and think about you guys at home.
Right.
Go home.
You don't need to be doing that in Italy.
That's so strange. She met somebody out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though, because they've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, not that long.
It's a long time to do that shit.
Yeah, to pull, I need some time.
Similar to the mom stealing the bag, this definitely points to she's either met someone or she's like, maybe I can have a little fun out here. It's shady as hell.
Oh, my god.
Let's see. Maybe we're wrong.
The comments are, not the asshole. She can find herself on her own dime. That's reasonable and fair. Someone else said, to think about our relationship without me. The relationship without you is her being single. To spring it on you last minute and to imply that it's about whether or not you'll stay together and then expect you to pay her way. She chose not to get on the plane where her ticket was already paid for by you and wanted a new ticket. Not the asshole. It was her choice to incur more expenses for you without your consent. Adding in the to think about our relationship without you just makes it sound extra sketchy while still acting entitled to your money. Mm-hmm. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. With the information provided, you didn't leave her stranded. She left herself stranded. She chose not to use the plane ticket you purchased and wanted you to just buy her a new one for sometime later, presumably pay for her lodging and food as well, and all announce the day you were supposed to leave to go back home. If the financial burden was too much for her to bear, she could have just got on the airplane but asked for a seat change to be alone and think about the relationship. Mm, yeah, this
I
is
guess,
some bullshit.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like it also is a little manipulative to include that information, almost like she might have been thinking, like, maybe if I say that I'm questioning the relationship, he'll do whatever it takes to stay in this relationship.
That's a good point.
So then he's, like, hopefully going to provide financially, but he's like, no, I'm insulted.
To spring it last day is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to go on the flight. Hey. Jesus. That's also expensive as hell.
A 2-week trip to Italy together, and now you want more. Or after that 2 weeks, you're like, now I need to think about myself.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No. It's bull crap.
Think about the pasta.
Think
about something else.
Go home.
Go home.
Go to Chili's with your girls.
Yeah.
Think about your relationship.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you do the thinking.
That's where it is. Not in Italy.
Update.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right, what are we? Okay, predictions.
Predictions, predictions.
Cheating. Okay, okay, okay.
Cheating is an easy one.
No, it's not you.
I think she is she's White Lotus in the first season. She's a piano player singer. She met the owner of a hotel. They're in love.
Okay.
Actually, is that how the plot was? I think
I don't know if that was the plot,
wrong.
But you know what? It will be a plot of a White Lotus season.
You're right. Okay. Someday.
I feel like this sounds like a man with a good head on his shoulders. I feel like he didn't give her the money and she broke it off instead and had a bad time in Italy.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like that. Here we go. Thank you to all the people who responded, especially the early ones who gave some outside verification of me probably not being the asshole. I don't feel comfortable saying I'm completely blameless here because you're only getting one side of the story and I need to take responsibility for my part in this whole thing as it is. But I guess I never realized how good my girlfriend was at making me feel like unreasonable shit was normal and rational and that I was the crazy one.
Mm.
So here's the update. We're both back in America now and she's packing her shit to go stay with her family for a bit until she can find a new place. Soon after I posted, it was time to go to the airport. So I did, without her. I'm one of those people who arrives really early because I never think I'll get to the gate in time because everything that can go wrong probably would go wrong. It never does, but especially with how I was feeling my luck was going, I didn't want to push it. I was there for about an hour by myself mulling things over and talking to my mom. I looked at a couple responses to this post, but I didn't trust that I wouldn't lose it if I started responding, and I definitely didn't want to burst into tears while I was in the airport. As I was talking to my mom, my girlfriend showed up. I guess she thought I was bluffing, but had a rude awakening when the hotel staff kicked her out of the room because I'd only paid through that day. I took no small amount of satisfaction in this, not gonna lie. She'd been so concerned about the plane ticket that she didn't even stop to think about where she was going to stay. As many of you guessed, she met someone while we were in Italy. She was quick to tell me that it was just a physical attraction and that they hadn't done anything. But she had his at and was wanting to see if it'd go anywhere. I guess that's what I get for not feeling well and wanting to stay in one night while she went out to explore. Obviously, I told her things were over between us. Even though she tried to make it sound like nothing had happened, the fact was, A, I couldn't feel like I could trust her when she said that, and B, I don't really want to be with someone who feels like it's okay to still keep her options open when she's been in a monogamous relationship for the past 2 years. The flight home was awkward as fuck, and she tried really hard to give another pitch for why we should stay together on the drive home from the airport. I think as we got closer to home, reality started settling in and she realized she's just thrown a lot away. So yeah, I'm jet lagged and physically and emotionally exhausted. I'm just kind of numb at this point.
Aww.
That's crazy.
Our king.
Our king. He's a green flag factory.
The Absolutely.
Fact that he called his mom.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that fact. At the airport.
And the fact at the beginning, he's like, yeah, you're only getting my side of the story.
Yeah.
All of the actions here point to her being a super asshole.
Yes, I want to say before I forget real quick, too, the detail that I really heard in that as well. He was like, well, I guess that's what I get for staying in one night while she went out and explored. He absolutely did not deserve that in any way.
No.
Just because you decide to stay in one night and your partner freely goes out by themselves, like, that is not a ticket.
2 weeks is a long time,
I think he's being sarcastic, but it's also crazy that one night...
Right.
And she's already, it's like, dude, this was a blessing that he discovered this because she's probably cheated on him before with how quickly.
Who knows? I mean, like, Italy's a romantic place.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
But I will say it is wild to me that they didn't have a like organized discussion of like, okay, we're taking a break. I want to explore my options or whatever. She was premeditatedly going to cheat on him.
Right.
She was going to. Because she said it, at first, she's like, oh, it was just a physical attraction. Nothing happened. But I honestly don't trust that info from her at this
can't
point.
Can't trust anything now.
But, like, she was fully ready to lie and, like, potentially, at worst, sleep with another person or put herself in a dangerous situation.
Right.
On his dime. And, like, that's crazy.
And only showed up to the airport because she was kicked out.
And to think she thought, you will pay for me to have an affair on you is crazy work.
Wild.
That is awful.
Yeah, absolutely crazy work. And the thing that I think is always the most, like, obviously cheating is just super disrespectful in so many ways. But to me, one of the most disrespectful aspects is when people cheat or whatever type of cheating we'd call this and then go, yeah, well, we can get back together. We should get back together. I'm like, at least have the dignity to go, yeah, we're done.
Right.
Yeah.
At least do that.
Yeah.
But to go like, oh, we can still, well, this is nothing. We'll get back together. It's like, oh, you really think nothing of this person.
Right.
You really do look down on them in that sort of way.
And the way he wrote it and the thing where he's like, she was trying to pitch how we could be together on the car. So I just picture her in the car being, okay, so get this. Okay, but we try again and pretend this never happened. Okay. How about that?
Yeah. And okay, he's like, ciao, bitch.
Bro. Wild.
Wild.
Sad.
I feel so bad. It's such a clear sign of narcissism, too.
Yeah.
To just be like, I know that you just paid for these 2 weeks in Italy, but that wasn't anything on you. That was for me, you know, and just to move past that. And it's like, that is a huge thing that he did for you. You're overlooking that completely, seeking out other men on your nights out in Italy, and then having the audacity to be like, and here's why you should still stay with me.
And I think if she one night out meets a guy and is like, I kind of want to see where this could go. She's not just talking about like cheating. She's like, maybe I would find a new thing. That has me already going like, you weren't in this relationship when you went to Italy.
Right.
And so you're going to let him spend a bunch of money on this trip to Italy. And you're probably not really into him anymore. Like, this is wild work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that there was like one night where they weren't together. 2 weeks in a country is a long time. Like,
that's a long
we've traveled
time.
In places a long time where there's sometimes where we're gonna get a Domino's pizza and stay in and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like for him to feel like, in any way that it's his fault, is very like speaks a lot to the dynamic and what she makes him instinctively think about himself in that.
I wonder more of what other like of the like unbelievable shit that he's gone through that he's referring to, you know, like because in the very beginning, right, he said he fully funded this trip because he makes more money than her. But it also feels like a clear sign now of why she wasn't willing to invest any money into this trip because she didn't actually see
the
future.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. Also, the fact that they were like, she's broke. You left her in Italy broke. It's like, hold on. You didn't have anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Wild.
Crazy.
All right. Next story.
Okay.
Here we go.
I did an impression of Shane doing that in Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Next story.
That's just saying the thing. Come on, guys.
Update.
That's not it.
Update.
What am I, Tom Brokaw?
Update.
We have an update.
The verdict was not the asshole.
That was pretty good.
Thank okay.
You. Finding it.
Okay, we have our next story here. Girlfriend of 6 years won't stop asking for a ring. Am I the asshole?
Shane, I told you not to put my story in the episode.
Whoa!
So it's exactly as the title suggests. I, a 37-year-old man, have been with my girlfriend, a 35-year-old woman, for 6 years now. We have been living together for 5 years. We both have good jobs that pay well, and money isn't an issue. She has a daughter from a previous relationship, and I've known her since she was 2, and she is now 9. Me and my stepdaughter get along great. Everything is fine, but I am constantly getting asked by her when she is going to get a ring. She said she's not willing to look at houses or get a house until she has a ring. We currently rent and have been for the past 5 years. A year and a half ago, I went out and bought a ring because I do plan on marrying her someday. She's the woman I want to be with. I just want to wait until I'm ready and the timing is right for me. I am also planning an unforgettable, unique way to ask and surprise her, but every other day is her talking about a ring. Even when hanging out with friends, she brings it up and causes uncomfortable conversations with people about it. And it's always, hey, it's time you ask. What are you waiting for? You should really ask her already. Like, shut the fuck up. It's not your life and any of your business. I don't want to feel pressured into doing it. Anyway, am I the asshole for not proposing to my girlfriend of 7 years yet?
Wow.
Buddy.
I know we obviously have had this discussion, and my feeling on it is that a proposal can be a surprise, like, of, like, when exactly it's happening or where. But I do think couples should be like, do we want to get married? Yes. Like, you have the conversation.
Right.
And you agree to it before. I don't think a proposal should be a full-on surprise.
Yeah, and you even can have those fun conversations where it's like, do you want to be proposed to in front of a ton of people? Do you want privacy? Do you want, like, this? Like, you know, you can kind of have those healthy conversations.
But based on what he's saying, that the people, like, friends and stuff are saying to him, I don't think he's being transparent. Because they're like, hey, it's time you ask. What are you waiting for? You should really ask her already. But if he said, oh, yeah, I'm planning this year, they wouldn't be probably pressuring. Like,
right.
I think this guy is, like, kind of stonewalling everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, there's a couple aspects to this that are tough. You know, like, she has a daughter. They're in their mid-30s, and they've lived together for 5 years, and she very clearly wants this. Wouldn't matter at all if both of them were like, oh, yeah, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, who gives a crap? The problem is that she really wants to be married before they can continue with other big decisions in their life. And they now have this weird tension.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, like, move into they can't buy a spot. They can't, they're kind of holding off on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's tough.
That's true.
Right.
Especially when there's a kid involved. Like, she's probably looking forward to, like, more steps to showing her child more security in their life and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a big thing to be like, I need to know, like, I kind of need that commitment to know you're going to be here for her, too.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot more at stake than, you know, I do think it's different than if it's, like, if we're talking about a couple 25-year-olds who don't have a kid involved and are kind of, like, still young and still figuring out their life, it's like, okay, maybe I understand you want to wait, but it is kind of the question of what are you waiting for with this guy? And his excuses are a little like, well, I've got this big grand thing. I'm like, a year and a half? Like, what is the big grand thing? Like, I get that, but communicate that to her then.
I agree.
It's just going to be a while. Be like, hey, I am planning on proposing, but it's going to be a minute.
Yeah, this is such an interesting concept to me, I think, because I have had a couple of friends who have just ended their relationships with guys because they were like, in the past, they have been with men for like 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, it wasn't going anywhere. Like, I didn't want to keep asking for a ring. I didn't want to keep asking, like, what's our future kind of thing.
Because
it seems like he just very desperately wants a surprise and is almost building this, like, resentment towards her.
Yeah, it's creating tension.
Yeah.
I honestly think, like, I don't know why he hasn't thought to, like, reach out to her friends and talk to them, be like, hey, guys, like, don't worry. I've got something planned. I might even need your help.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Don't, like, and then people will, at the very least, stop talking about it if he genuinely is planning something.
Yeah.
That's why I lean more just slightly on asshole because I just don't think he's going about this correctly.
The fact that he said shut the fuck up to a hypothetical, like,
that's,
I was like, whoa.
It's right. One of those where I'm like, the way you're wording this makes me think you're an asshole.
Agreed.
As opposed to, I'm not really getting the, like, genuine, and be honest, like, this does read a little bit more as, like, what is holding you back a little
bit? I think that's a great point, is to, like, to actually get into the language of how some of these Redditors, like, write their post. It does matter. It gives us a lot of context.
Absolutely.
As to, like, what kind of person that they are.
Yeah.
I understand him wanting this to be a surprise, but you're right, tension is a good word. Like, it almost feels, like, very intense, and he's getting angry at these people who are like, hey, we want to give you a push in the right direction. And it's like, tell somebody your plan.
No, and I also think it's super valid to want to make sure there's a commitment there before buying a home, because when breakups happen, a home is, that can be really devastating. Like, one of those people will lose that.
I think buying a home together is almost like a bigger commitment than, like, getting married.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. And I think the daughter element is huge here. But they seem like they are on opposite ends of the spectrum on how they view this, and that's a huge problem.
Right.
It almost doesn't matter who the asshole is. It just matters, like, your communication's not good. He didn't give us any details on what this elaborate thing is.
Yeah. There's, like, a 0.2% of me that's like, is there really a big elaborate
plan? He's like, so hear me out. I made a reservation.
He's like, at Chili's.
A year and a half from now.
In a year and a half from now.
That's why it's a grand plan.
The verdict was asshole.
Yeah.
And the comments were saying, well, you're saying you want to marry her. She's definitely saying she wants to, and she's certainly not going to wait forever. So genuinely asking, what are you waiting for? You're talking about the right timing despite having stable jobs and a working family life, and you're saying you're planning something grand, but you've been sitting on a ring for 1.5 years. It ain't a fucking egg, my guy. Give it to her or chuck it. Someone else said, this happened to me. I wasn't even begging for a ring. When a friend let it slip, he had one for over a year, and he should hurry up. I was flabbergasted. I waited a few months with that knowledge and then broke it off. Ooh. Don't buy me a ring if it's not burning a hole in your pocket waiting to propose. Someone said, that kind of happened to me. It wasn't a ring, though. It was a really pretty necklace. That's how I found out he was cheating, because I never got it, and it was gone from where he had stored it. Someone said, oh no, you got Love Actually'd.
Actually, that's very true.
Someone else said, that happened to me with having kids. Was with my ex 7 years. He always said he wanted them. Always a reason the timing wasn't right. We break up and in under 2 years, he's found someone else and had a baby with her. They get ready real quick for the one they really want.
Whoa.
You know what's also interesting is like, yeah, having the ring for a year and a half, but just kind of sitting on it feels like withholding, you know? It feels like genuinely, what are you waiting for? It feels like, I don't know.
A little bit of a power trip.
It can be a little offensive to hear, like, wait, you've had a ring for a year and you haven't given it to me? Mm-hmm. Like, what are, like, am I, are you waiting for me to, like, do something that proves that I am
right
willing or that you're worthy to take a wife? Like, what is this, what does it mean?
Yeah. And especially their ages, too. Like, 35, it's like, you know who you are.
Yeah, he's 37.
And you have, yeah, exactly. And you have, you're saying everything in your life is set up. So what is it? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big topic nowadays, which is interesting.
Yeah, genuinely a lot.
A big topic because this blew up on Twitter as well, and people were shredding this guy. You know, there's a lot of conversations of like, hey, like how long? If you are actively communicating that you want to get married, how long are you gonna wait? When is it gonna be right?
But I will say, I think why I thought no assholes here at first is like, I can understand when you want to surprise somebody, but they kind of keep taking the air out of the surprise by continuing to pester you and ask you about it every day. So that's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
But like, with all the context, like,
I think it's but I do agree on it. Almost doesn't matter who the asshole is in a way. It matters that it's like you guys are not on the same page, and that's what's most important because how a marriage, how a proposal, an engagement, how it goes about. There is no right or wrong way if both people involved are completely fine with how it's going.
Exactly.
There's one last comment. Someone said, what exactly is perfect timing? If everything is just governed by emotion, then people will get discouraged easily afterward. OP, just plan for the proposal already. People should create perfect timing themselves. Don't wait. It may never come. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way they worded that one.
Yeah. I see your point, though. I don't think it's, like, wrong to give him some grace and empathy as well. But at the same time, considering the entirety of the timeline, even a year and a half prior, it had still been 5-6 years.
There's a lot more at stake for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next story is...
Dang, no update!
No update.
Kid's 9. There's your update.
Our next story is one that I sent in, and boy, is it crazy.
Oh, God.
I love this one.
Let's go. Yay.
Oof. Okay. Am I the asshole for wanting to use the hall pass my wife gave me 5 years ago when she cheated on me? Brennan was like, here he just goes like this.
He's been awakened.
No, yes. I love titles where you're just like, the answer is you guys should not be together. Like,
right.
The answer is
the
that.
The answer is win.
But let's let's read this and enjoy. No, this one's crazy. Okay. My wife, who's 35, and I, 35-year-old man, have been married for 10 years. We have 2 children, a 9-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy. 5 years ago, I found out that my wife had an affair. I felt crushed and numb because I loved my wife a lot. Her affair partner told me about it when my wife called it off. The affair lasted 1 month, and my wife had called it off because she felt really guilty about it. When I confronted my wife about it, she was very remorseful and didn't deny anything. She said she'd do anything, follow any reconciliation steps I asked, and just begged to not break up our family. I asked her why she cheated, and she gave no excuses, and she just said it was for the thrill. My first reaction was to divorce, but after sitting on it for a week, I decided to just stick it out for our family, and because I still loved my wife was very thankful, and she even told me I had a hall pass I could use whenever I wanted. Over the next year or so, my wife followed the reconciliation steps, which included therapy, getting sober, quitting her job, and a bunch of other things. I had forgiven my wife, but I could never forget it. I would occasionally just replay in my mind my wife cheating on me, and that always hurts a lot. Fast forward to today, and my family is doing great. However, I struck up a friendship with Melissa, a 32-year-old woman who I met at a bookstore. We had common interests in books for existentialism, metaphysics, and similar books. I don't know how, but when we met, we just clicked. We initially met every week at the bookstore to just discuss books and life, but we started talking more about our personal life, and we then started going on coffee dates and brunches. One more thing we had in common was that Melissa, too, was married to her husband, who had cheated on her many years ago. It's been almost a year since I met her, and Melissa has made it upfront that she has very strong feelings for me and that she's never had these feelings for anyone else ever in her life. I, too, have a lot of feelings for her, but I feel guilty about it, so I haven't told her about them yet. I haven't crossed any physical boundaries, and I don't intend to. We only hug and hold hands. But I don't want to explore more of the emotional connection to her because I've never felt like this ever. I remember that my wife gave me a hall pass 5 years ago when she cheated on me. Would I be the asshole to use that hall pass to explore the emotional connection I have with Melissa?
Sir.
Sir, two wrongs do not make a right. Okay?
Bro, this story is crazy.
That is wild.
First off, I'm deeply saddened that there's two kids involved in this.
Like, yeah.
But because I'm like, if these people were single, I'd be like, this story has me laughing so hard.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's sad. But this is also insane. I think it's unfortunately, you know, like psychologists have said, like, it is possible to like reconcile or like effectively start a new relationship after infidelity.
Like starting over with your partner,
yeah. It's hard. Ooh. But this is where it's like, man, 5 years later, you're saying everything's going well, but clearly it's not. You're clearly not over this.
Yeah.
Like even though she did everything that you asked, you've done therapy, she got sober, she truly did everything that she could mm-hmm. that you wanted her to do, and it's not enough. And that's the problem,
that's
man.
That's the reality of it.
Sometimes, and he, like, you know, I wish he had gone and done some therapy because clearly, like, if they really wanted to make this work, she wasn't the only one who was needed to put some work in. Like, he needed to help himself out too.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, it's why when people go like, hey, if someone cheats, I'm out. It's like if you know that you're never gonna be able to get over it. That is the better thing to do, is just end it there as opposed to, like, let it drag on.
Yeah.
In a way.
I mean, it's also the specific circumstances of the cheating, right? In this case, a month-long affair?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of conscious choices. Effort, yeah.
She broke it off with this affair partner. So, I mean, what credit you can give people. But the affair partner was the one who told him. And that's rough. If you're not hearing it from your partner, you then wonder forever, was she ever going to tell me?
Yeah. And he's giving her the credit for not denying anything, which I think is
not
fair.
Not having excuses. Yeah.
For sure. Like, she owned up to it. But again, after somebody else told.
Now, so she says in her fit of desperation, you have a hall pass. Which is an insane thing to say, like,
not a way of reconciling at all.
But he now, 5 years later, after meeting someone that he is already doing this, he goes, oh, I remembered that hall pass she gave me. It's like, okay, dude.
Yeah, but what's so fucked up about that is, like, they're both saying they have feelings for each other that they've never felt before. Like, so there's no way that if you, because I consider already what's going on cheating. But, like, if you guys break that dam and you guys have sex or something, like that's another step of intimacy. Do you think the feelings are just going to end there? Like, you guys are talking about really real feelings.
Right.
And he's not told Melissa his feelings because he feels guilty. So it's like, oh, so you're just going to cheat on your wife just so you can?
Right.
Despite what Melissa's feeling. Melissa has real feelings. It sounds like if this were to continue to go well, Melissa would leave her current husband for him.
Oh, this is not a hall pass.
Right. You don't use a hall pass to explore an emotional connection.
They are not a couple. Like, they need to accept that this has been over for 5 years.
Yes. And again, it's heartbreaking that there are children.
Yeah.
And that's why it adds that nuance to it, where originally I understand where it might have felt tricky. Because, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody can kind of relate to, like, you know, you have a partner who you love, you trust. Everything is so good. If, like, I don't know, if they had, like, a slip at some point, and it was like, I don't know, maybe mm-hmm. like one night, like crazy circumstances yeah. happened or something. And then the next morning that they're like the first one to tell you and they're like right. something bad right, happened right. and whatever. Maybe you'd like to explore the option of being like, I don't know, do I stay, do I not? And to add having a family already to that, mm-hmm. it immediately helps the side lean over to like, maybe we should try to make it work right. instead right. of separating.
Yeah, right. But this is a whole mess. And now, like, she was the asshole with all that stuff, but I'm like, but you're the asshole now. Like, now what you're doing is just as bad. Like, you're doing the same thing. You yeah. guys are not a couple. Mm-hmm. This is going to yeah. be worse for your kids that you're doing this.
Absolutely.
Like, it's better for you guys to be separate. Yeah.
Her actions might have, like, led to this eventually happening,
yeah.
but it's still, it was yeah. his choice to yeah. stay, and it's his choice to flirt with Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hall pass offer was crazy, and, you know, I think if she had offered those in circumstances where she wasn't in a mentally better place after, like, that's one thing. I also think if that hall pass was given, I think there's so much strength in, like, oh, he never took it. Because that's not what it's fucking about. It's not no. one-upping each other and winning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's about your family.
Yeah, and I have a feeling the hall pass was like a fit of desperation. That's a full-on mm-hmm. conversation you have.
Yeah.
If you are really taking that seriously, you're talking right. about a kind of, like, open relationship situation
mm-hmm. pretty
that
much.
Needs full-on communication. It doesn't mean, oh, I get to deceive you because you deceive yeah. me. It's like, we're supposed to care about each other.
Right. Exactly. Like, and like, wait. Yeah, is the hall pass, like, you get one free, 1 month affair. Like,
I know,
yeah.
exactly.
Or like,
what are the boundaries of this?
Yeah.
The comments, because there's no verdict reached, because I think people are just like, this is a whole mess.
Yeah.
The comments, the first one is pretty succinct. It'll end your marriage, but yeah, you should probably go tell your wife you want to use your hall pass because the marriage has obviously never recovered and you've obviously found someone who is a better match for you. Even better, just go tell your wife you want a divorce and that no matter how hard you tried, you could never truly get past the cheating. That it's best if you separate so you can both find a relationship that isn't broken. All of that would be the truth. Someone said, to be honest, he is having an emotional affair already. Can't blame him though, and I agree he should just leave his wife. He should have left when she first cheated, but meh, live and learn. Someone else said, the fact Melissa is cheating on her husband doesn't make her better than your wife. Someone said, makes her worse than the wife. It's been going on for a year, and she's admitted feelings not breaking it off. Why did Melissa not divorce the husband before sharing her feelings? All the adults in this story are the asshole.
Mm. Oof,
someone yeah. said, dude, you may not be having a physical affair in your eyes with Melissa, but you are already cheating on your wife by an emotional affair. I think you are cheating by holding hands and hugging her because you aren't doing that as friends, but intimate contact. It's obvious you haven't forgiven your wife at this point. Kindest thing is divorce and let you both live your own life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they got it.
Well.
Update.
No, please. No, please. Please, no. Please, no. No. Say no. Don't do it.
Don't do it?
All right, moving on.
All right.
Next story.
Okay, update. Thank you, everyone, for the advice. I have decided not to use the hall pass as I don't really feel too great about it, and it wouldn't be fair to my wife. I want to clarify what I meant by using the hall pass. I had no intentions of proceeding with any sexual activity, but instead deepening my emotional connection with Melissa and may have, at worst, included kissing. She tried to kiss me once, but I rejected it because I felt guilty about it. I texted Melissa and let her know, and while she was disappointed, she asked if we could still remain friends like we are now, and I told her sure, and she was very happy about it. I do like hanging out with Melissa a lot and talking about life. I also get that flutter and excited energy, and I like that a lot, too.
Okay, yeah, I love the boner she gives me. Yeah, I guess I'll say her friend.
I like, underneath every story, Emily and Bailey will always leave, like, a little discussion topic, and Bailey just wrote, just leave your wife, bro.
I'm dead.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What is that? That's crazy.
That's the worst option out of every option.
That was
literally
insane.
He's like, I'm just going to kind of quiet my dick. What?
Oh, bro, what the hell? No, this was written, let's see, when was this posted? Not long ago, like a couple weeks ago. He's probably already cheated on his wife.
Yeah, Melissa, that little
thing. Well, he was already cheating.
We're just going to kiss a little. Hello?
Yeah, that's
insane
crazy.
Insane work.
That's crazy.
Insane work.
And, oh, God, there was so much to it. Also being like, my definition of hall pass is just to deepen the emotional connection.
Like, that is quite opposite of what a hall pass like, is.
Do you understand what your wife said when she cheated on you?
Right.
Like, what is happening here?
That's crazy.
You've clearly not seen the Owen Wilson classic, Hall Pass.
I guess I haven't.
No. Remember when the girl shit on the wall?
I haven't seen Hall Pass.
It's so funny, dude.
Anyways.
Don't do that.
That's what a hall pass is.
Yeah, that's not a hall pass. That's cut in class.
Hall pass is not, I want to have a deep emotional connection with another person. That's insane.
I'm going to use my hall pass and go on Love is Blind.
Okay, next story. That was wild. Am I the asshole for leaving my boyfriend at the airport after he pranked the TSA with a dildo?
Pranked?
Dildo?
TSA?
Airport?
It was the asshole.
Hey, everyone. I, a 20-year-old woman, really need some outside perspective on whether I was too harsh on my boyfriend, who's 29, because of a recent incident. My boyfriend loves practical jokes, and while some are genuinely funny, others can be a bit much. For example, he once switched all my skincare products with mayonnaise, and another time, he filled my car with balloons. It's usually all in good fun, but sometimes it goes a bit too far. We planned this amazing vacation to the Caribbean, something I had been looking forward to for months. Everything was going smoothly until we got to the airport. Right before going through airport security, my boyfriend thought it would be hilarious to pull another prank. This time, he decided to stuff a dildo down his pants and make it look like he was unusually well endowed. As you can imagine, the security scanners picked up something odd, and he was pulled aside for a pat-down. When the TSA agents asked him if he was carrying anything he shouldn't be, he yelled out, "I have a big piece and I'm gonna use it," in what I guess he thought was a funny tone. Literally, everybody turned and looked at us, and it was so awkward. A couple other TSA guys ran towards him. Then he pulled out the dildo and proudly announced, "That's my big piece." Well, the TSA didn't find it funny. Both of us were taken to a back room and interrogated for over an hour, which led us to missing our flight. The agents weren't amused, and they gave us a stern lecture on security and appropriateness. I was so upset and embarrassed by the whole ordeal that I decided I couldn't handle going on the vacation anymore. Oh. So instead of waiting for the next available flight, I just went home. My boyfriend was annoyed and said I was overreacting since it was just a joke and that we could just catch another flight. However, I felt like the prank crossed a line, especially considering the setting and the stress it caused. So Reddit, am I the asshole for deciding to go home and miss out on our vacation because I couldn't deal with another potential joke or embarrassment? Let me know what you think.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a fan of the initial practical jokes.
Yeah.
No,
how much skincare, that you know how expensive skincare is when you replace
with
mayonnaise?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know how much good mayonnaise was wasted then?
Yeah. I love mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise, kind of.
I love mayonnaise.
Yeah. No, but that's terrifying.
No, I don't care how good and funny your pranks are. TSA is off limits for any funny behavior at all.
Yeah.
You're trying to get through that as quickly as possible, as seamlessly as possible.
Yeah.
Right. It's not for jokes.
No. Holy crap. He said, I've got a big piece and I'm going to use it.
It's like, that's crazy.
He's lucky he didn't get, like, shot.
At first when it was like, oh, like, they're going to find it on him and whatever, like, if she were to get mad at that. But, like, the fact that that was serious, like, the reason TSA is there is to literally stop things like that. Like, these are TSA people who, if they are there to, like, hopefully stop danger and stuff, like, you scared a lot of people. Like, that's crazy to do.
Yeah, that too. Like a lot of
waiting for something bad to happen almost sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of people are actually really frightened about that. A lot of people have had bad experiences. Yeah. Obviously, there have been bad experiences around the world with it. Like, it definitely is a very tactless joke that he pulled. And I think I would also be put off by that behavior, and I wouldn't want to follow it immediately with a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're risking
100%.
A lot. And, like, you just don't know who's around in the TSA. The TSA, it's like any type of person. You don't know who else has what and who's going to react how. He thinks it's so funny. He's willing to risk it all for the gag. Like,
yeah.
And it's
so,
like, you have to weigh your priorities.
Right. I think I'm all for a gag, for sure. Like, it can be fun to, like, prank and joke and stuff like that, but I find comedy to be of taste. And I think if you're ever crossing that line and going into any kind of inappropriate humor or like mean or bad or risky, I just immediately pull away from it. I'm not a fan of that at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comments, your boyfriend sounds like a 16-year-old. Someone else said, not going to disagree, but 16 sounds a bit generous for this level of stupidity. Someone else said, reconsider this relationship. I personally hate these types of jokes. There is a time and place for things. TSA is not a time for that. You can get yourself on a list so that you, every time you fly, you are pulled aside. If you can't discern when jokes are appropriate, that is a red flag. Someone said, the words TSA and joke do not belong in the same sentence.
Yep.
Lastly, someone said, now I can see why he is dating someone 8 years younger, because no one else will put up with his bullshit. I suggest you look elsewhere.
Ooh. That's right. He's 28, right?
29.
Ooh. 29.
That's one of those things where it's like, all right, he's not going to change probably. Mm. So if you're comfortable with this, you got to be okay with this. And if you're not, you probably should leave because yeah. he's not going to stop. He doesn't sound like he really takes things seriously.
Right, right. But also just not in a matter of like, there's something to be said about being like youthful, right? And young, but this is childish and immature in a way that's just not appropriate. I really like the word discernment as well that someone used. You need to be able to know, oh, when is it fun to do these right. cute little jokes? Especially if she's okay with the like skincare yeah. and whatever, like fine, that's great.
Yeah.
But don't then test the limits when you're right. already in a relationship that's kind of letting it fly.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah.
It's super dangerous. Anyways, wild.
All right.
Our last story. Am I the asshole for letting you know I am divorcing you by sending you a thread on the website that you use to ignore me?
Me?
Huh? Huh? Oh, wait. Is this to us?
Wait, what? You're divorcing us?
You're divorcing us?
Sorry. No. Here we go. This was posted a couple weeks ago. Hi, Stefan. Maybe you will finally listen. And if you're wondering if you can just speed home and stop me from doing this and leaving, it's too late. I'm sending you this after I've already loaded everything in the car and left. Don't worry. I spoke with our landlords and took my name off the lease. I've set up a direct deposit for the next month's rent. After that, you're on your own, buddy. I guess you're wondering why. I'm guessing you'll act like you're completely blindsided, right? Because you've done absolutely nothing wrong and you're a great husband and father to be, aren't you? Well, buddy, let me break it down for you in a language you understand. I, 29-year-old woman, have been married to my husband, a 35-year-old man, for 5 years, and we've been together for nearly 10. On paper, everything seemed fine, but in reality, our marriage has been anything but. I've reached my breaking point, and I need to know if I'm the one in the wrong here. From the beginning, my mother-in-law has been a nightmare. She made everything about her from day one. At our wedding, she wore white, claiming it was a family tradition. It wasn't. She constantly criticizes me from my cooking to my appearance. I'll never forget the time she called me fat at a family gathering, right in front of everyone. And what did my husband do? Nothing. Not a single word to defend me. It didn't stop there. She has accidentally destroyed my belongings, including my grandmother's necklace, which she threw out because it looked like cheap costume jewelry. She's gone out of her way to make me feel small and unwelcome in my own home. But every time I tried to talk to my husband about it, he'd brush it off, saying I was overreacting or being too emotional. And then there's my husband. He's always on Reddit, constantly giving strangers relationship advice, which is laughable considering how he treats me. He spends more time rating women's boobs on Reddit than talking to me. Literally. And just so you know, the last pair he rated weren't a 4 out of 10. They were a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He's got plenty of time to do that, but can't be bothered to remember anything about my life. He'll forget my birthday, our anniversary, even simple things like what I'm working on or what's important to me. But he has a perfect memory for his work schedule and things that matter to him. When we fight, he becomes incredibly hostile and always throws in a sarcastic buddy at the end of his sentences, like I'm some acquaintance he can barely tolerate. And he never cleans. The house, the dishes, laundry, you name it, it's all on me. It's like he thinks being an adult is optional as long as he's got his job and his Reddit account. The final straw came a few weeks ago. I'm 5 months pregnant with our first child, a daughter. My mother-in-law started making comments about how she'll have to whip the girl into shape and how she'll raise her to be tough because I'm too soft. When I told my husband that I didn't want his mother to have too much influence on our daughter, especially with the way she treats me, he just laughed it off, saying his mother means well and that I was overthinking it. But the moment that truly broke me was when we were talking about future childcare, and my husband suggested that his mother should watch our daughter while we work. I told him I wasn't comfortable with that, especially considering how his mother treats me, and he snapped. He called me paranoid and said I should get over it because his mother was going to be a big part of our daughter's life, whether I liked it or not. This is the same woman who believes corporal punishment is okay. I've seen her hit my husband's nephew for the smallest things, and no one does anything about it. It's like they're all living in some kind of cult, and I'm finally waking up to the reality of what's going on. If he wouldn't stand up for me, how could I expect him to stand up for our child? I started to fear for what kind of environment our daughter will grow up in. a place where she might be belittled or bullied by her own grandmother with a father who wouldn't do anything to stop it. Oh, and did I mention that he missed our first ultrasound? His mother needed him to help her with something urgent. It turned out to be fixing her Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. He chose that over seeing our daughter for the first time. That told me everything I needed to know about where I stand in his life. So I packed up and left. I'm done living like this. Oh, and in case you're wondering, I've already contacted a lawyer. You can't scare me into complying anymore because I have all those texts. You know exactly which ones I'm talking about. So, Stefan, I wish you all the best in your future marriage with your mother and the women of Reddit whose boobs you don't even deserve. Am I the asshole for leaving my husband after he neglected me for years, let his mother mistreat me, and made me fear for our future daughter's safety?
Oh,
wow.
Woo-hoo. Holy crap.
Okay. She a bad bitch.
She put up with so much crap. I'm so glad that she finally got out.
Seriously.
Like, and she found his Reddit. Imagine that being like the final, like, holy crap.
I also love her, I also found those texts. You know the ones I'm talking about. I'm like, badass, dude.
That's
oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Nice. Hell yeah. Yeah.
And so brave and bold of her to be able to do that pregnant. To not be like, you know what, I should stay. Like, because I would grant her that grace of like, of course, right. That makes sense. But because she's pregnant, she's making that a point of like, you know what, you know who doesn't need to be exposed? My daughter.
No.
Exactly. I'm out.
And it's crazy that he was like, you're being paranoid. When like there are clear instances of actual alarming things that are happening and he's just completely ignoring it. I feel like that's one of the most common things I hear in a lot of these Reddit stories is there's family issues and the partners not fighting for or advocating for each other.
Yep.
Like, I think that that's something that maybe not everybody learns is that when you have a partner, like a life partner, you guys get to be a team when your family isn't there for you. And when your family isn't there for your partner, they are just as important to you. Like,
yes.
Well, clearly he doesn't view this woman or women as important to him, period. But, like, it's just, I really want more people to know that, like, you guys are supposed to be there for each other and protect each other from mm-hmm. your families, each other's families. Mm-hmm. Like,
I have a friend who has a really good, like, analogy that she always talks about with that situation where it's like, you know, we each grew up in fish tanks. Right, where we're like with our immediate family, and then eventually you meet somebody else, and then you start your own fish tank with them. Mm-hmm. And there can be like, you know, a little like pipeline where you're connected still to your family, but then you're building this fish tank with that person.
Mm-hmm.
They are now your equal, and it's now, this is my priority, this is my person, I'm going to make sure that I advocate for them and us.
Right.
While also, yes, catering to the family's needs, but still making sure that this is the partnership that I am in for the long haul.
And he might think, like, he has the tools to quote-unquote deal with his family, but she doesn't. And, like, it's up to you to help your partner, like, and have your family, like, get into a common kind of place. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's your responsibility. It's your family, like... It's really crazy to see people be dismissive like that. And
yeah.
He's just,
totally.
And then when I can only imagine when she found his Reddit, it's like, okay, so no, you are just a horrible person to your core.
Yeah.
To find that has got to be devastating. I don't know how you recover from that. To be like, you do this?
You just look at women's boobs and rate them?
Like, not only are you, like, you're looking at women's boobs, but then you're also, like, just saying mean things.
Yeah. About, and then giving relationship advice? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy work. Comments. Someone said, rate my departure, 10 out of 10 OP. I wish you well in your new life. Never heard of that subreddit. Well,
I like that.
I love that.
Someone said,
let's get some more of those.
Not the asshole. Hope Stefan and mommy wife are eternally trapped with each other. She failed raising her son into a complete autonomous human and would have tried to damage your daughter. He would have let her. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. Question for Stefan. Do you scroll through Reddit comparing boobs to your mom's while she's breastfeeding you?
Oh.
Damn.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Update.
What? Wait, what? 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 I was not expecting that. I thought we were about to wrap this up. Oh, my God. Let's go.
It's a quick little update.
Okay.
Stefan has seen this post. He is mad that apparently one of you found him based on the Rate My Boobs thing. He has deleted his account. For any purposes, I want to clarify that I left out any actual incriminating information that could lead to doxing him. Any and all people who are pretending to know me or have any incriminating information about me are lying. I am not from South Carolina. I am not moving in with any other guy, and I am also not sleeping around. Okay, well, he found it, deleted his account, so.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
He knows.
One thing checked off.
He knows.
Wow. That was magnificent.
That is crazy. I feel like another kind of like thing that we need to discuss as well is that the mother-in-law's relationship to her son. Because that's also something that's so common as well in these family issues. It's so often a parent just being so clingy to, a lot of the times it's a mom still connected to her son and being like, you're still like my son, so I still get to be in charge of this, which, you know, again, I can grant a little bit of like, I understand still having that like love, that connection, but it definitely becomes inappropriate when it starts being critical of his partner.
Yeah.
When it starts being like, making jokes about her body.
It's
like,
crazy.
That's
wearing
not
white
okay.
to the wedding.
The mom called her fat in front of everyone. And the fact that
everyone let her just do that. No one did anything. Which is like, what does that say?
The mom is trying to still be the most important woman in his life.
Yeah. And it is super common because like sometimes people will raise their son to be what they wanted to have. You know, or what they want, you know, for the world, or but then end up getting
a Redditor.
An unhealthy. Yeah, every woman wants a Redditor son. No, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But like, just, and then they have an unhealthy attachment, and it's just really weird how, like, he's got, like, blinders on.
Yeah.
You know?
That is such an interesting concept because then that almost gives us a reason behind the criticism of his partner because she's in a weird way a little jealous.
Yeah,
that's
she is like, that's
it,
why
yeah.
I'm going to make a fat joke. That's why I'm going to like constantly make him tell her that she's overreacting. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like a weird like you have to pick.
It's weird.
Yeah, and it's weird that he's like, she's going to be in our daughter's life whether you like it or not. It's like, whoa, you're not only being like, no, it's okay that she's around our kid. You're like, no, she's going to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what are you
it's
saying?
Weird.
And you're too soft. I'm going to strengthen up this daughter.
Kid, yeah,
like,
whoa.
This is not your kid to have.
No.
Well, oof. She's a badass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good on
her. I have a
she's
feeling.
Doing well.
Whatever these texts are, she has everything lined up.
Oh, yeah. And she is not in South Carolina.
No,
and she is not sleeping around.
No.
But
nope.
I hope she is one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in South Carolina.
In Italy.
She deserves a ticket to Italy.
She should go find herself.
Anyways, thank you both for being here.
Ida.
That was crazy. That was
a
good one.
Wild.
Those were juicy. We had some pretty concrete assholes there.
I love a concrete asshole. I've always said that.
And I've always had one.
Always had that.
There you go. thank you for watching. Let us know what other subreddits and themes you want us to cover on this show. And we will see you next Saturday.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.